What if kittens played the glockenspiel?
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host. Today, I'm super psyched to be joined by an actor, improviser, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and father to superfan Parson. His name is Mike Rylander!
Da-da-da-da!
Hey, Mike, so happy to have you here.
Hey, Eric, I'm so happy to be here. You know, I have to say, yes, my daughter is a super fan of the show.
That's awesome.
And me being here just scored me so many cool dad points that the total number of cool dad points I have in her eyes now is the infinity symbol.
Whoa, that's...
Yeah.
That is so many cool dad points.
So many cool dad points. Cool spelled K-E-W-L.
Do you have this in writing so that, you know, later on in her life you can say, hey... Infinity cool dad points.
Yeah, right.
So, like, I can pull my pants up as high as I want.
And I can wear black socks with sandals and khaki shorts, and I'll still be cool.
I'm so psyched to have Mike on the show and physically in my studio. We're going to improvise a story, and I mean really improvise it. We don't know what's going to come out of our mouths today.
We are jumping into the abyss of the unknown, yeah. And we are going to say yes and to everything that comes in our path. Well, if we're doing it correctly.
So the only thing we have to go on is our two questions. And the first is from a pair of listeners named Eli and Daisy.
Hi, my name is Daisy and I'm 7 years old and I like cats.
Hi, my name is Eli. I'm 8 years old and I like dogs.
We're cousins.
My question is, what if cats lived in outer space?
My question is, what if space dogs chase space cats?
Bye.
Wow.
That is a... deep, deep question.
This might have to go into What If World's future, perhaps. But we want to get one more question from a patron named Nina.
My name is Nina, and I like cats, and I'm 6 years old. My What If question is, what if cats could fly?
I feel like this is an origin story for how... it rains cats and dogs.
I hadn't even thought it. I love that. We have a lot to go on. I think we should just jump straight into it.
I think we should, yeah.
Okay, so we're going to find out, what if cats live in outer space and space dogs chase space cats? And also, what if cats could fly? JF Cat was walking down the hall of a giant spacecraft. And at the helm of this spaceship was a captain. And a dog at that.
With perfectly coiffed hair. Hello, I am Captain James T. Bark.
I am not Captain JF Cat. Oh, former president, is that impressive?
Yes, that is very impressive. I have met world leaders from all over the universe. In our nine life mission, we are setting out to explore strange new worlds, seek out new forms of dogs and cats, and boldly go where no dog has gone before.
Or cat.
Sure, whatever.
So, JF Cat and James T. Bark started to take off in their space rocket ship. But
why is this spaceship purring? Is this my brother? Are you driving around in my brother the cat rocket ship?
Hello, it is me, Bobby Kitten D.
If you didn't know, cats can turn into rocket ships, and Bobby Kittendy was one such cat.
Not only am I brothers to JF Cat, I can also turn into a rocket ship.
I'm just 100% sure that everyone's really excited to finally hear both of us at the same time.
I missed you yesterday at tennis class. I do not enjoy playing tennis without you, you know.
I don't enjoy playing tennis at all. I just chase around the balls.
You are very good at chasing the balls.
Just then, James T. Bark cleared his throat.
Listen to me, you weird cats. It is time to engage. That's it. That was the end of the sentence.
Oh, okay, great. I don't really know much about spaceships, but It says that I'm the pilot, so I'm just gonna press a bunch of your buttons here, Bobby. Sorry about this.
That tickles me. You just tickle. Oh, there we go. And we're off. And we're off. Is it just me, JF Cat, or is it weird that you are flying inside me and that I am simultaneously your brother, Cat, and also a spaceship?
It's not weird, it's just you.
You guys are strange.
And before they knew it, JF Cat, James T. Bark, and Bobby Kittendy were deep, deep into outer space, boldly going where they'd never been before.
Captain's Dog. Bark date, 94.32.
Oh, it's actually Tuesday.
Bark date, Tuesday. Thanks, JF Cat.
You're welcome.
We were aboard the Bobby Kittendy, which was a cat politician brother turned into a spaceship. Quick, everyone, grab your positions. We seem to be engaging an enemy vessel.
My first space battle and I haven't even learned how to function the space cannons.
Stay calm, JF Cat. Just grab your space rockets. They're right in front of you.
All right.
Oh, that tickles.
Okay, sorry, whoops.
JF Cat and Bobby Kittendy were blasting wildly into outer space as far-off creatures seemed to be floating back and forth in front of the spaceship, blasting it with lasers.
Take that, you bad spaceship. I am Fred Zorb, the Destroyer, master of 1,000 dog worlds, and you are in enemy territory.
Wow. I am scared. Excuse me, JF Cat. You need to take over. I am going to the bathroom to cry.
Okay, James, all right.
Goodbye.
Listen, I've dealt with Fred the Dogs before.
No, and Fred's Orb the Destroyer, a totally different thing.
Yes, totally different. Hello there, giant dog, creature, orb, person. It is me, Bobby Kittendy, spaceship, a.k.a. cat. A.K.A. spaceship.
Yeah, you see, I'm a glowing orb spaceship, A.K.A. dog.
This all makes perfect sense to me, that a dog would also be a spaceship orb and a cat would also be a spaceship.
Of course, this is all totally normal. I don't know why we're rehashing it right now. We're in the middle of a space battle.
I'm back from the bathroom and have pulled myself together. How is the battle going?
It's really not. We've just been talking about the battle this whole time.
Yes, you've been talking while I just been blasting out your engines. Evil laugh.
Oh no, look at that. We have just taken a direct hit.
Oh man, that's a lot worse than an indirect hit.
Ouch. Ow, that really hurts me.
Oh, my poor brother, we're about to crash.
Hold on, brother.
No, you hold me on,
no, brother.
No, brother,
you hold me, brother.
Okay, let's hold each other.
Brothers.
This is weird.
Ouch.
Ouch as well.
Okay, I think we should explore this strange dog or planet we have crashed into.
And James T. Bark and JF Cat saw, floating overhead, dog spaceships that seemed to be searching for them.
What about me? Can I turn into a regular cat once you get outside me?
Normally you could, but you're too severely damaged and we've heard too much of this particular accent for one story.
Ouch.
Fine then, we shall go. It will be me, JF Cat, and you, guy in red shirt.
Me?
Yeah, just come along. We really need your help.
Okay, nothing bad ever happens to unnamed characters in red shirts.
JF Cat, James T. Bark, and the unnamed character in the red shirt went exploring across the planet until they came across a great dog mountain.
I'm a dog and also a mountain. It's normal on this planet.
Why is everything two things at the same time?
It's just how it is in outer space. You're a dog, so you're okay. But cats are not allowed on this planet. I must chase you.
I'd say run, but he is not moving.
Okay, well, if I could move, I would chase you. Because kitties are all bad and doggies are all good. That's how it works.
But are we not all the same? Whether your fur is curly and you bark or your fur is straight and you purr, do we not all have feelings?
No, cats are bad.
Oh, wow! Look at this! It's a giant pore shooting out lava! I'm gonna inspect it!
Hey, unnamed character in the red shirt, you really shouldn't put your face that close to the lava. It's dangerous.
Hey, nothing bad ever happens to people in red shirts without
Oh, man, your face got badly steamed, but you're okay.
Yeah, it hurt a little bit, but I'm still good. Guys, don't you realize we are encountering a mountain dog who has ill feelings towards felines? Let's focus.
Yes, Fred Zorb the Destroyer, I have found the enemy.
What? Oh, wait. Oh, don't let me fly over there. Hang on. Oh, there's a stick over here. I'm just gonna take this with me.
And Fred Zorb the Destroyer, dragging a giant tree alongside its ship, started flying towards them rapidly.
Hey, Fred the Dog. I was sleeping, you know.
I didn't realize you were a dog tweet. I should have checked.
It's okay. How are you doing? I haven't seen you since, well, last Tuesday when you came over for that game of Canasta. That was fun.
Okay, you know, I'm actually in the process of chasing some bad kitties that have invaded the planet. So can we talk about Canasta another time?
I suppose. I'm just going to go back to sleep. You can drag me around. That's fine.
Oh, okay, great. Because I'm going to just chew on you a little bit. And you're...
This is weird. My face hurts.
Oh, no. This guy got the red face. Hang on. Guy with the red shirt and the red face? You're not the cat, are you?
No, I'm a human.
Oh, well, I don't know about humans, so I just lick your face real quick. That's pretty good.
That tickles.
Oh, you know, I'm just going to take one more.
What's going on here? I thought you weren't mad at a human.
Oh, no, I'm not mad at him. He was yummy, so I ate him. He's not a dog, so I can tweet him however I please.
Sorry, I was sleeping again. Whoa.
Hey, talking tweet dog.
Did you just eat someone, Fred?
Oh, yeah, but don't worry. It wasn't a dog, or a dog tweet, or a dog mountain, or a dog spaceship, so I could just eat it.
I suppose that makes... No, wait, that doesn't make sense. That makes zero sense.
What?
Look it. How do you define who's edible or not?
Well, if you dog or dog thing, I don't eat you. And otherwise, I can't eat you if I feel like it.
Okay. Well, I guess.
You guessed that? Okay. I really thought he was going to make an appropriate point.
Apparently, he was very tired. So, this planet, we've learned, is full of people who don't like other people based on what they look like. That is sad. That is very sad.
But you're a dog, so you feel the same way, right?
No. As you can see, JF Cat and I are friends.
What? Yeah, they're friends.
So you friends with the cat?
Yes. I have traveled all over the universe. And I have realized that in life, there are two paths, hate or love. And I choose love.
Wow. I always thought it was hate, love, or sticks. And I chose sticks, of course.
What? Did someone just say?
Oh, quiet, you are.
Okay.
But maybe I shouldn't just eat sticks and dislike all the people that I meet automatically.
There is an old saying from planet Earth of the 20th century. Do not judge a book by its cover. For life is like a box of chocolates.
Oh.
Two roads diverged in the wood.
I heard that, yeah.
And taking the other path.
Uh-huh.
Led him to the dark side.
What is he talking about?
You never know what you're going to get.
You already did that one, I think.
Fear not what fear is.
Okay.
The wind will not serve. Take to the oars.
Is he still going?
How many roads must a man walk down?
Listen, I get it. I'll spit up your friend in the red shirt.
Hey, look it. I'm completely safe. Everything works out for unnamed characters in red shirts on evil alien planets.
What? I can enjoy Canasta and eating humans too.
That's what I just learned, Tweedog person. We can't just eat people and...
Because the two roads diverge in the yellow wood or something.
If you dream it, you can achieve it.
Yeah, exactly. That's why.
The only way to do great work is to love what you do.
No, it's just because it's wrong.
Never have so many been saved by so few or something. The end. That's the quote.
Wow. I feel so much wiser and more confused.
Wow. I can't believe I got eaten twice today and spit up both times completely unharmed.
Now we're all friends, okay? So can you just help us fix my brother, Bobby Kittendy?
I actually, along with Canasta, am quite good at fixing cat spaceships.
That's true. He a tree dog person engineer. And he doesn't mind being chewed.
Cat tickles. Cat tickles.
This is weird. The end.
Mike, we did it!
I think so.
I know. It was a weird one, but that's what you get when you're just completely flying off the handle.
And you want to know what? I think we learned a good lesson today.
Which is?
Which is that all people are the same,
mm-hmm.
and improvised stories about dogs and cats that are also spaceships get a little weird.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Mike, you've done narration for Epic Originals, the Creature Campers series, and the Z-Team books. Those are kids' books, right? West 44 Publishers?
Yeah, the Z-Team books are awesome. That you can get them as regular books, you know, that are printed and that you read.
Yeah.
And I narrate the audiobooks. They're a lot of fun. It's a town. And it's a group of kids, and all this crazy paranormal stuff always happens in this town. So one book is about zombies, one's about ghosts, one's about vampires. There's one about werewolves. It's really fun. And then, yeah, with Epic Originals, I narrate a series called Creature Campers. And this one's really fun. It's a summer camp for kids that are also monsters. So the lead characters are Frankenstein, and there's a little, like, zombie rabbit, and it's really fun. So apparently I have a thing for
doing
kids-focused paranormal content.
Well, I think that's why we get along, because I grew up loving monsters, and I always love to have a crazy fun monster on the show.
Yeah. And obviously the most important credential I have is being a dad to a wonderful 6-year-old girl. Her name's Parson Daisy, and she is a What If World super fan.
Oh, she super is indeed. That's how we became friends. She asked dozens of questions.
You know, in my career, I've done some cool stuff. I was on an episode of Parks and Rec and shot a scene with Paul Rudd and have done, but awesome. In her eyes, being with Mr. Eric at the What If World podcast headquarters is pretty much as good as it gets.
thank you again for making the drive up to the valley today. And
I would just like to say goodbye to you, brother.
Oh, it's been very nice having you here today and also riding around in you and outer space.
Are you going to the family reunion and the Catskills later on this year?
There are a lot of deer there. So the answer is yes, I love chasing deer.
I will see you there.
Bye, Bobby Kitten Deer. Bye, JF Cat.
Goodbye, Miss Eric. Goodbye, JF Cat. Brother, friend, president, cat.
This is weird.
This is super weird.
The International Children's Arts Network, ICAN, is made possible by the Herbert A. Templeton Foundation, the Oregon Cultural Trust, the Brookby Foundation, and the Oregon Community Foundation. ICAN, poetry, story time, and music for kids.